said amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let me say it again. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on in there.
Our God is an awesome God. And as the scripture does rightly say, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. There's power when you come together in unity. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to remember our tradition here in the West. We've lost track of the traditions that have come from the East and from the ancient days where men were always segregated in their worship. Amen. The men had to be the praise team. Amen. The men had to be the ones who brought forth and handled and managed and so forth and did the services. Amen. And so we in this particular type of meeting, all we're doing is actually going back to our roots rather than creating something new. Let's give God praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We praise you, God, for this word, Lord. We ask you now, I'm ready to bring to you the final word for today, as a word. Praise God. Though the Lord may drop some other things in your spirit as you're walking out the place and on your way home. Praise God. But here to bring to you the speaker to bring the final word for today within our auspices here. And God has blessed us to have a great man with a great word for this day. Amen. Hallelujah. A man of integrity, a man whose heart and mind is set upon and established to bless men in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that word that comes out of him and the spirit and the and as it was, as it were, the inclination toward a scholarship. I happen to know this man of God, that he is a man that is of scholarship, because I'll get on the phone with him and we will go 2.5 hours before the phone. We realize the phone is getting ready to run out while we're discussing things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we just thank God for what that means. It means something to me because, I mean, I grew up in the traditional Baptist church, don't get me wrong, and the wonder and the work of that church did great things in my life. Amen. But scholarship that we are now being called to do now is at another level. You can't preach great-grandpa's message. Amen.
Amen.
There's another level of what you need to come to. So I thank God for being in the audience and the environment to receive such blessings such as this. So I would like for you to stand on your feet with me as we welcome our speaker for the day. Praise God. Our leader and regional men's leader for the Midwest region, none other than Pastor Dwayne Cook. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's just pray while everyone is still standing. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you are our extreme and the pinnacle, Lord, of examples of what a man is supposed to be. Lord, we know that you are not a man, oh God, but Lord, that you are spirit. But God, as Father, God, you give us the example, Lord, so that we can be fathers, so that we can be men, so that